And welcome back to The Undefeated. I'm once again your host, Anthony. I'm here with Dylan. How are you?
Pretty solid.
Braden?
Doing good today.
And Caleb, how are you?
Fine.
So, over the past week and the past week, we've had numerous basketball stuff to talk about. Starting off, the Lakers, they fell out of the play-in spot to the top 10 after they lost to the Mavericks last night. They're on a three-game losing streak and 3-7 in the last 10 games. What are you guys, are they going to make, they're not going to make the playoffs, but can they still make the play-in?
No. I don't think so because of their schedule, their remaining schedule. I don't think that they have enough, I don't think LeBron has enough juice to push them past all these good teams that they're going to be playing compared to the other people that are trying to fight for a play-in spot, so.
Here I think that they're going to make the play-in. They're tied right now with the Spurs for that spot. And, the NBA will find a way to get LeBron in the play-in. And then I think the Lakers will make the playoffs because they're going to win those play-in games. It's LeBron James.
They're going to find the last spot to play the Timberwolves, who are really good.
They can be – no.
Really good.
They're not really good, but they're good enough.
Better than the Lakers.
They're not great by any means. I think they'll make the play-in. And if they don't win those play-in games, at least they made it there because they're going to – be ahead of the Spurs.
Caleb?
I don't think they are. I think the Spurs are going to be that 10th spot. Lakers suck. It's just going to be a leap year for us, gap year. Next year, we'll be the champs. We got it.
Moving on Thursday, we had the Sweet 16 starting. Arkansas knocked off Gonzaga. Brayden was the only one who called that. We all picked Gonzaga to win that one. They won 74-68. What were your thoughts on that game, Brayden?
It's a great game by the Must Bus. my haters over here, those Gonzaga fans. I know Dylan's not a big Arkansas guy.
Not a big Arkansas guy at all.
But they came out and did their job. Note started looking good in that game, and then they just all pieced it together, took down Gonzaga.
Caleb.
Is what it is. Gonzaga, highly disappointed, but Arkansas sucks too. So.
This one goes out to Cooper Gant. I hate Arkansas. Don't care that they won this game. Still got smoked next game. It kind of helped me a little bit. Knocked off some competition in the bracket. Pretty much solidified a top three finish for me. So I'm not upset about that. I think Duke would have had a tougher time with spoiler alert, by the way, guys, Duke won as well in the Sweet 16. They would have had a tougher game against Gonzaga, I think. I'm fine with it. Doesn't matter that much.
I have a quick question. You guys think that Gonzaga is the equivalent of the Jazz in the NBA? High regular season finishes but can never get it done in the playoffs.
I feel like you could say that about a lot of teams.
I feel like
in
the
March
Jazz
Madness.
Relate well to Gonzaga.
Sure, Brayden.
I
we
think
can go with
more
that.
Like the Sixers. Sixers always get bounced for early.
I think more of the Jazz.
I don't think they got bounced. I mean, they didn't get bounced early. That's like halfway through the tournament, is it not?
Well,
yeah, but
never
but they played the 16 seed and then Memphis, which they struggled against Memphis, and then
that's true, I guess.
They,
but I mean,
they only played one decent game. And they struggled early, too, against that 16 seed. So
I don't know. I'm not a big Jazz guy either. So
I'm a big Jazz guy.
I know
so
you're a big Jazz guy. So.
All right, moving on to that. On the same time, Villanova beat Michigan. Won 63-55. Michigan struggled to score the whole second half. What were your guys' thoughts on this one, if you did watch it?
I was at work for this game. I didn't see anything about it at all. I was happy that Villanova won.
I like the Wildcats better than the Wolverines. So I was happy to see Nova win. I was happy to see Gillespie play a big game there. And, I'm rooting for Villanova to make it to the championship. Spoiler alert. They are in the they're in the Final Four.
I don't really care. I didn't really care. I probably was also at work, as I do most of the time. I'm not very happy that Villanova won. I'm not rooting for them because if they win, I lose. I'm a big Jayhawks guy right now.
Okay.
Cool, I guess. Go whatever their mascot is.
What's Wildcats.
The Wildcats. Go Wildcats, I guess. They're better than the Wolverines this year. That's about it.
All right, moving on. Duke, they used another late run to beat Texas Tech. They won 78-73. They shot 8 for 8 in the last, I think, 7 minutes, and they shot 70% in the second half.
71%.
Whatever. What were your thoughts?
Ooh. I also was at work. However, it started late enough that I told my manager I don't care about my job enough. I'd rather watch the Duke game. She told me to go make some tea, and I watched the Duke game while I made unsweetened sweet tea for Whataburger on that one night a week, you know? I was a little stressed when they started off with a, 10-2 run, 12-2 run.
Yeah, it was 10-2.
Yeah, it was a little stressing, but, you know, they brought it back quick and then just went back and forth. A little too close, in my opinion. A little stressing. Take some years off my life.
Yeah, I mean, Texas Tech's a pretty good team. But that 10-0 start or 10-2 start, I was very disappointed. I took off my jersey. I threw it on the couch. I sat down. I said, this is over. Like, I was ready to throw in the towel, but you know,
two minutes in,
Duke looked sloppy. Texas Tech was jumping every pass, and it just looked bad. But then you know, Mark Williams started having his day. Jeremy Roach, I mean, those two guys have been big pieces for Duke, and that sophomore veteran, because everybody else is a freshman. So
I really do think that Texas Tech played better than Duke that game, like throughout the whole game. Until the closing moments.
First half, but the second half, shooting 71% is crazy.
I just felt like Duke didn't play like as well as they could throughout the whole game. I just felt like even in the second half, like they were still a little sloppy. I just don't think it was their best game. But like I said earlier, like I said last week, you can never trust a Big 12 team. And anyone who picked Texas Tech needs to take that to heart. Which I'm pretty sure Caleb picked.
He did.
Texas Tech.
You were 1 for 4.
Yeah, I was 1 for 4. But 25% is fine on a given day, and it was an off day. Tech should have won. They're better than Duke.
That, I don't know.
Where it's an argument Duke for is right now, the matchup they have, who knows who it is because we haven't gotten there yet. They're going to lose that game, and then the team that they lose to is going to win the Natty.
Who, the team Duke loses to in the Final Four?
Yeah, whoever that is.
Or, I mean, if they make it. Yeah, sorry, guys.
We already spoiled Villanova in the Final Four.
No spoilers, so guys. It's just guys. We're still – they just made it to the Elite Eight. We'll get to the Final Four later. My fault.
All right. Moving on to the final game on Thursday in the Sweet 16, Houston beat Arizona 72-60. Great defense from them. And then Jamal Sheed and Kyler Edwards combined for 40 points. Christian Coloco and Ben Mathurin from Arizona only had 10 and 15 respectively. What were your guys' thoughts on the late night Thursday game?
I enjoyed it, and I would like to say that I called that from the beginning. Arizona's horrible,
so
mid,
overrated.
You could say. But yeah, it was great. Just basically destroyed them, and then Houston almost fell apart in the final minutes. But luckily, kept it together just enough to pull out the victory.
I believe all of us, bar one of us, chose Houston.
Who was the one that didn't choose Houston?
I think it was Caleb. But you know, that one capped off my 4 for 4 night. So I was pretty happy watching that game, watching Houston win.
Did you go 7 of 8 in your game picks last week? No, because you picked Providence, didn't you?
No, I didn't pick Providence.
I'm pretty sure.
Actually, no, I did pick Providence.
Providence.
I don't know why. Kansas. I don't know why.
Is that a
spoiler?
Yes.
Oh,
anyway,
interesting.
One he did get wrong, though, St. Peter's, they moved on to the Elite Eight, became the first 15 seed ever to reach it after upsetting number 3, Purdue, 67-64. What were y'all's thoughts on that game?
Someone started other than me. I feel like I've gotten a couple starts recently.
Okay, I'll go for it. You know, I thought it was a really good game. Purdue, they just struggled, and they've been struggling kind of since the Big Ten tournament. They just haven't been what I thought they were going to be this year, and it's kind of the same thing as Purdue every year. You know, they have some good talent. Jaden Ivey is a great player, good front court. But, you know, they play a team like St. Peter's who this is their big chance. Like, they have to win their conference to get in. They're playing hard, and Purdue didn't come to play that day. St. Peter's did, so they're moving on.
Yeah.
Wasn't able to watch this game either. The only St. Peter's game I actually did watch, no spoil, was their League 8 game.
That happened. We'll find out who that's against.
And, I wonder what happened in that game.
I don't know. But I'm happy they won this game. That's all I have to say.
I feel like we were talking about whatever team, the Gonzaga being the Jazz. What's a team that's always I guess it would be Purdue. Would be maybe like a Jazz caliber, like a 76ers caliber mm-hmm. team. Like they always have talent, they're always good, they're always highly ranked. They suck. They are actually horrible. They can't win.
I feel like they play so good, but like in the big moments they're just bad.
They look like a number one seeded team throughout the entire tournament, and then you get into like the Sweet 16 Elite 8 territory and they fold every year, and they start turning. It turns into like a 16 seed against a 1 seed. They flip the script completely. And I don't really think, like, you know, some would say St. Peter's was like a dark horse in this game. But I don't think they were a dark horse. I think it was just an even matchup.
I mean, you all said Purdue by 20.
I don't think
any of us did.
I think I said St. Peter's,
you know,
realistically.
No, because I remember what I said. Wow. I was like, Oral Roberts and, you know, that Florida Gulf Coast team that both made it to Sweet 16.
Shut up. Coach.
Whoever that was, none of those guys played good Sweet 16 games. So I was thinking, you know, Purdue, like they're like a one seed type team, but they just sucked out there, lost the game.
Yeah. All right, and then moving on, Kansas beat Providence 66-61 to go back to the Elite Eight. I think, yeah. Raymond Morton scored 21 points. If you guys watched this game, what were your thoughts on it?
You know, I watched the game. I know you didn't. I'm pretty sure y'all probably didn't watch it, so I'll talk.
I was actually at work.
I was too, actually.
I'll talk a little bit about it then. You know, they played great. You know, both teams, Providence, they really stepped it up because I didn't think they were going to play very well. Coming off two wins to two like mid teams, you know, South Dakota State and whoever they played the next round, I forgot. Who was it?
Richmond,
yeah, two mid-major teams that had very low hopes, but they came to play against Kansas, and they almost pulled out a dub.
So you guys were both at work, you didn't watch this game?
I was at work, but shout out my boy. I don't know how old he is, but Providence Friar Nate Horkler. He's a stud.
I think his name's Noah. I think you're thinking of Nate Watson, but it's Noah.
It might be Noah.
It's Noah Horkler.
All I know is that kid's gold.
He's special.
And, you know, hopefully he comes back next year. Hopefully he gets the transfer portal and comes to a team that can really use his talent. Because Providence isn't going to be
like
so with us.
Like USC?
Like who?
USC would be big, great. And, anywhere in the Pac-12, really, because Pac-12.
I bet you want him on USC, don't you?
I would mind him on USC.
Yeah, I bet.
What about University of Denver?
That sounds like an Anthony school. It sounds like no. Something Anthony knows a lot about.
He's, no. Anthony is committed.
In his Denver Broncos hoodie.
Anthony's committed to University of Denver.
No.
But, yeah, no, I was also at work. You know, I watched a little bit of the St. Peter's game instead of doing my job. Turned it off after a little bit because the Wi-Fi was acting up.
That's right.
I actually might have been driving to Taco Bell at that time. Decided instead of a 15, I wanted to take a 25. Mm. Work was messing me up a little bit. If anyone's watching this from Sam's, shout out. Don't ask me about this in person. But, yeah, I didn't see anything besides the halftime update. It was, like, 10-point lead for Kansas. So, I mean, cool. Great game, I guess.
Moving on. North Carolina beat UCLA 73-66. Caleb Love scored 30 points. What were your thoughts on this game?
I feel like Caleb Love in the highlights has to give Caleb the start here.
Great team win. Pretty bad tournament for the Pac-12, but...
Caleb, did you watch this game?
I did watch some of this game, like, in the bathroom at Coco Shrimp. Skipping work.
Okay.
But it was a good game. I saw the highlights on it. I went home and I watched it. The, like, 10-minute clip that they make. And, you know, from what I saw... You know, Caleb Love really stepped it up, and UCLA probably should have won if it wasn't for him. So, shout out to Caleb Loves. Shout out.
Brayden?
It was a great game for UNC. You know, I'm a UNC hater. I'm a Duke fan, but you got to give them some props. You know, they played good. Just want to touch on the Pac-12 not playing good in the tournament, and that's because they just suck. They're a terrible conference.
Conference of champions.
You know, when people are hating on the ACC this year, they have three Elite Eight teams, and I can't say any spoilers. But there's three Elite Eight teams.
Never mind.
And there's two Final Fours.
I mean, we've only talked about two Elite Eight teams so far.
Well, there's three of them. Miami wins, so if you didn't know that.
Spoiler alert. We actually don't have to talk about the Miami game now.
But Miami I'm just won. Saying, ACC, much better conference than everybody's talking about them this year. You know, they said they had a down year, but they still are better than the Pac-12. They're still better than the Big 12. They're one of the best conferences, and I don't want hate on that.
They're not, though.
Like, well, let's just get past this because, Caleb, Pac-12 is horrible. USC can't even get out of
ACC
the first round.
ACC is a better basketball conference than Pac-12.
Yeah.
Easily.
I think so.
And normally they're one of the top three. But this
I
year
I think
they're
also better
year.
Than the Pac-12 in football.
Easily.
Yeah.
It's because USC. USC is weighing them down.
They USC just is winning the Natty next year.
USC
so.
And Washington State.
USC is winning the Natty in like NCAA football 23. Maybe.
I mean, that's like 2 years from now. So. All right.
I don't care about this game, honestly, because
this game. Miami beat Iowa State, 70-56.
I'm not
Thanks for
about
cutting
this
me
game.
Off. Andrew.
Great game, McGusty, 23 points.
Shout out my points. Guy on Iowa State, Kalsher. I think his name is Gabe Kalsher, maybe.
Who knows?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I really respect his game, and I hope he comes back next year.
I only watched the second half of this game because
you didn't care
for reasons. I had work. You know, like typical at work before, so I couldn't watch the first half, but I watched the second half.
Typical
it was good.
Typical Dylan.
It was great.
Always having work.
Dude, always. I ended up flipping back and forth between the UCLA-UNC game, but I didn't care much about that game. As I was saying before, Anthony rudely interrupted me mid-sentence. But yeah, no, I was happy. Miami, I had him going to the Elite Eight, so, you know, getting my points. You can go
Maybe
on.
Maybe they'll go farther.
Who do they play?
Kansas.
Who do they play?
I don't remember yet.
Is it Kansas?
It was Kansas.
I don't know if they could.
But we don't know who wins.
They
so.
Could. They could go farther, but I don't know. Kansas is a good team, so you never know.
All right, well, one, we already got spoiled in the Final Four. Villanova beat Houston 50-44. Houston shot.
Oh, my God.
Houston shot 1 of 20 from 3. But, unfortunately for Villanova, Justin Moore will miss more than likely the rest of the tournament
good.
With an Achilles.
Not because he's not personally, but like I just don't want Villanova to win.
Oh my God,
Dylan!
I'm not praying awful. On his downfall. Okay, I'm praying on the team's downfall.
That's awful.
I hope he gets better, but not in time for the game.
You know what's more awful than that is Houston scoring 44
Dude,
points.
Dude, that was
in
embarrassing. What a choke job!
It was an awful shooting performance, atrocious from Houston. You know they couldn't hit any shots at all the whole game.
There are so many ways I could describe this game, and there are so many there are all ways that I can't say
Please
due
don't.
To this being a school-regulated podcast. Houston is horrible. They choked so badly.
Like, it's just something Houston always does, you know, like the Houston Texans.
Well, Houston – no, hold on. This is more like a Rockets kind of thing. The Houston Texans – don't do anything.
Well,
they don't choke
no,
they because
choke.
They can't.
They did make the playoffs.
They did that one.
And
that is true.
Let's talk about
that.
That
is true. They did blow a lead to Kansas City the last time they made the playoffs. That was embarrassing.
Blowing a lead. That was a great team.
That was worse than the Falcons.
Even when they came back, we went head to head for a while. You know, the better team won, but you know the Texans would come back eventually.
I think it was worse than the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Really.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it is Houston.
It did happen in like 6 minutes.
It's probably worse than USC's football season, too. All
right. Oh, I don't know that. Yeah, probably. All
right. Let's get back to the Elite Eight, please.
Sorry.
I apologize.
Duke.
It won't happen again.
Duke is back in the Final Four, by the way. They beat Arkansas 78-69. They had more points in the first half than Houston had all game. Again, Brayden, you're our Duke fan, so take it away.
You know.
Duke guy.
Big Duke fan. Had some bets on the game.
Of course,
like I always do. And you know, a lot of people around this area like Arkansas.
I don't know why.
I wonder why too. And I also wonder why they think that they could beat Duke, because there was no shot at it. The whole game, Duke, it was a blowout game. And they were up 15, 18. And they, like, Arkansas, some scrub time, cut it down to 9. But, you know, Duke's just clearly the better team. Mark Williams destroyed Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams had no chance. Every time he drove in, Mark Williams swatted to the fifth row. So
Mark Williams is the better Williams.
Mark Williams is the best Williams I know. Could you name a better Williams?
Serena Williams?
Darren Williams?
I'm going with Mark.
I don't know.
Shout out Mark. If you're watching this, Mark Williams. You know, I'm your biggest fan.
Venus Williams?
Venus is probably better than Mark Williams.
I don't think so. I think Venus and Serena Williams are better for Williams.
I don't know, but Jeremy Roach is also as good.
I don't know any of the Roaches. Coach Roach?
Coach Roach? I'm going with Jeremy Roach. I'm sorry, Coach Roach. You're a great history teacher, but Jeremy Roach is my boy, so...
Do you know him personally?
I do.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So he's like really your boy.
He really is my boy.
not like Caleb in his USC fantasies.
Nah, yeah.
Okay.
Who's the guy you know personally?
Drew Peterson?
I know Drew Peterson.
No. Just like through the TV, through Instagram, like
No.
Through his like following page.
Oh, he found him on
like are you like
page.
Do you put him on your like close friends list on Instagram?
Yeah.
Does he have you on his?
Yeah.
Have you DM'd him?
I have, actually.
Has he responded?
Has he seen it?
I haven't. No.
Okay.
I didn't go back because I didn't want to see if you read it.
Check real quick.
Has he liked any of your posts?
He hasn't, but I've liked all of his posts.
It's like a fan.
It's
activity.
A one-way.
No.
It's like a one-way relationship. Right. It's one-sided, like really, really, really one-sided.
Shout out Drew Peterson. Like, come on the pod, prove all these people wrong.
Hey, Mark Williams, send in a video. We'll get you on.
We need a cameo for Mark Williams.
I would pay a lot for that, Mark. I'm gonna send this to Mark on Instagram.
I promise you, I'd pay more, Drew. So
that cocoa shrimp money, it's really, really rolling in right now. Well, who makes more money, Caleb at Cocoa Shrimp, or Braden being a betting man?
Probably Braden.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I think Braden might have you here.
Consistency, man.
I don't know. He went 4-for-4.
I did go 4. I would have taken a lot of your money with your 1-for-4 call.
I don't bet with Braden anymore.
Because you just lose.
Because I'm too good.
What was the one bet you guys made?
We've made a lot of bets.
We made a lot of bets.
What was the last bet?
A lot of Lakers bets, you know, where he takes the Lakers.
One of these times I took the Trojans, I think, and it was a doubleheader bet, and my team won. And the Trojans and my other team won. What was the game?
I don't remember, but you never
I think
win.
It was,
so
I won though, and the thing is that USC when I need them,
back on USC.
They come through.
Somehow, whenever Caleb speaks, it always goes back to USC, the Houston Texans.
All right.
The theme here, the theme Caleb has is just going back to horrible teams.
What were your thoughts on the Duke Arkansas game?
You guys might not believe this.
You were at work.
I was at work. So I didn't get to watch much of it. I did watch some of it, thought it was good. I don't even remember what time they played, if we're being honest. I think I just kind of showed back up at my house, sat down, turned it on. They were up by like 12, and I just turned it off. I was like, I'm done. Game's almost over. There's 2 minutes left. Maybe I watched the end of it. I don't remember. It was a long day. Long day.
Going back to Miami, Kansas did, in fact, win. They used a 47-15 second half run to beat Miami 76-50. What were your thoughts on this game?
I was super disappointed. You know, Miami has the lead at half.
How much was the lead?
6. It was 35-29.
Ah.
And, you know, Jim Larinaga, Miami head coach, he's fired up. He's getting them right. You know, he's taken a 10 seed team, a bubble team, all the way into the to the Elite Eight. And for them to blow that big of a lead, you know, by 30 points in the second half, I'm sorry, Jim. You know, I really am. I wish I could play for you, but I can't.
Sorry, Mr.
Because I would have done better than Miami in the second half.
Is that the truth? Or?
It is the truth. You know.
What do you mean it's about time they lost? Yeah, were you hating on them, Caleb?
Mad,
I feel like there's a little bit of saltiness in your words.
I think they just lacked a lot of talent.
Does it have something to do with USC getting upset by Miami in the first
round? Well, if they lack talent, Caleb, then what does that say about USC?
Because
they beat y'all. So.
Miami also beat Auburn.
Yeah, they beat,
well, we
I mean, a horrible team, but one of the best teams in the SEC at the time. I don't think USC would have put up 40 points against Auburn.
TCU.
What about TCU?
Should have beat Arizona.
Yeah, should have, but can't hit your free throws. Free throws, fundamentals, Anthony.
They did hit the free throws.
They didn't hit the free throws.
Didn't call anything.
You know who would have beat USC? TCU.
I'd actually bet, I think, my life saving.
You think USC would beat TCU?
Yes.
Right?
I kind of would agree with Caleb because of how inconsistent TCU usually is, but...
Like, TCU played against Arizona close, okay. Like, USC...
And then destroyed Seton Hall, which
okay, Anthony. Seton Hall. Seton
yeah,
Hall.
Why? Who would you?
Seton,
who even?
Who picked Seton Hall?
It was an 8-9 game, Anthony.
I mean, maybe if you're from wherever Seton Hall is, and you're a Seton
if
Hall
you're
fan.
From, if you're a Seton Holler, all right. But
Holler.
I don't know. I don't think USC would have played Arizona close.
Oh no, no chance.
Yeah. Of course they would.
I don't know about that.
Close to 20.
20 point yeah. differential, maybe.
Like, they play each other.
They know each other. Time. Like, they're like friends. They're close.
Yes.
Like close. Me and Mark.
Pac-12. Oh, my God.
So, is it like a close, like Braden and Mark, or is it like a close, like you and whatever his name is?
Drew.
Like, okay.
Do you not know who Drew is?
I don't.
I'd love for you to look him up, like, right now.
Okay. A lot of people don't, Dylan. So, it's not.
I'm not really, like, disappointed in myself for not knowing him.
Nobody in the NBA knows who he is because
what
he'll
is his name? Drew what?
Drew Peterson. Yeah. He's got
Drew,
a silky
Drew. Peterson 11 has 5,000 followers.
And does it say following by Caleb?
Well, Dylan didn't follow me.
I actually don't follow him.
But I promise you I'm one of them.
Good check.
What's your Instagram, Caleb?
Caleb Webb 88, I believe. People should know.
Caleb Webb 88 yeah, right there with his little
little selfie.
I don't know what he's doing in that picture, but he's doing something.
He's thinking about Drew Peterson. That's what he's doing.
Probably.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah, we can go. I don't want to talk about Drew Peterson anymore.
The last Elite Eight game, St. Peter's, their run lost. It's over now. They lost to North Carolina by 20, 69-49. North Carolina was up 38-19 at the half. Sets up another Duke-North Carolina game, but this time in the Final Four with a trip to the championship on the line. What were your guys' thoughts on this game? I was super disappointed.
I was happy. Being a Duke fan, I'd love to see a Duke-UNC game three. You know, we split with them 1-1 in the regular season, so I was rooting for UNC. I want Duke revenge, but, you know, it's sad to see St. Peter's go. They're a good team. I have a lot of respect for them. I want to see them in the tournament in the future.
You know, up until a couple days ago, I didn't care. I really wanted St. Peter's to beat UNC because I was confident that UNC would probably beat Duke. Or make it close enough to where I would just be crying.
It makes sense. Easier game for Duke to play St. Peter's.
Right.
Got it.
Until I figured out that it doesn't matter if Duke wins anymore for me. Because I don't care who wins the tournament anymore. All I care about is money. And the only way I win money is if Kansas beats Villanova. So I don't care about that game anymore. UNC wins. Cool. Duke wins.
But
that's great.
If Kansas loses to Villanova,
I cry.
But can,
I won't
can
be
Duke
here
still
ever.
Win for you to do that? Or like does
no.
Kansas have to?
So it's between me and one other guy, my next door neighbor.
Okay.
We both have Duke winning.
Okay.
My finals team was Tennessee. They lost in like the second round to Michigan. He has Villanova in the finals. I have 77 points. He has 76. So I'm in first, he's in second right now. So if Kansas wins, because we both had Kansas in the Final Four, but he has Villanova beating Kansas, and I don't have anyone beating Kansas anymore. But we both have Duke winning the whole thing. So if Duke wins, we both get our points. But if Kansas wins, I win, and he loses. But vice versa, you know, I just perish. That's about it. I've done a mass amount of research, found every possible way I win, and yeah. This is the only thing I can come down to.
Caleb, any thoughts on the St. Peter's game anyway?
No thoughts.
What about his bracket?
Do you have any thoughts about
I
my bracket?
Care less.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that, actually.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
makes me happy. Makes me smile.
I hope Villanova – I didn't want Villanova to win, actually. I wanted Kansas to win.
They actually haven't played yet. But
he just asked you about St. Peter's game. And you
I was talking about his bracket.
He was like, okay, you have any bracket? And then what's the St. Peter's? And you were like, I don't care about his bracket, but.
But when it comes to St. Peter's, their coach is gone. Most of their, some of their players are going to be gone. And so I don't really care if I see them in the tournament because they're going to be a totally different team with a totally different coach. And they're probably not going to be as good. So whoever wins the MAC next year, the MAC, good luck. Hopefully you don't lose in the first round, but you probably will.
That was, wow, oh my God.
Are you a MAC fan now, Caleb?
I mean, the MAC's okay, I guess. Where's the, like, what is the MAC? What region?
I don't know.
The Mid-Atlantic Athletic Conference.
I think that's a different one. It would be Mid-Atlantic, not Mid-Atlantic, but, right.
The Mid-Atlantic.
That's probably what it is.
No,
I don't think they got
your joke.
Yeah, I don't think they got the joke.
I don't think they got it.
I didn't.
Because they're mid?
Yeah, I actually really wasn't making a joke. I was just kind of repeating it because I wasn't listening. I just...
Nah, all good, all good. All
right, moving on to our final segment, we have game picks. Starting off, the first Final Four game, Villanova and Kansas. I'm going to start with Dylan.
I am a diehard Jayhawks fan. I never doubt the Big 12.
You're diehard? The big
diehard Jayhawks fan.
What do they say? What's their saying?
Rock chalk Jayhawk,
rock
baby.
Chalk.
Rock chalk Jayhawk, all right? Now, if this was football, I'd probably be crying inside. But this is basketball. This
Villanova
is Kansas'
doesn't have
sport.
A football team.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. But this is Kansas' sport. This is the only thing they're good at. They are not good at anything else. They probably suck at academics. People go to that school for basketball and basketball only, okay? This is their chance to reclaim greatness, to beat Villanova. I don't remember the last time Kansas did anything good in the March Madness tournament. I don't even think that this camera's going to pick up my face. Now that I'm thinking about it, that doesn't matter. Rock chalk Jayhawk. All my homies hate Villanova. That's it. That's all I have to say. Well, if Villanova wins this game,
just for reference,
I won't be on the podcast next week, no matter how much Anthony cries and begs me to be. How many texts I get in the undefeated group chat on Snapchat that I need to be there, I won't. You will not hear my voice next week. Maybe that's a blessing.
Just for reference, I don't know. Last time these two teams played, Villanova ended up winning the national championship.
Revenge game.
That's great. Yeah, revenge tour. Kansas revenge tour right here.
Any of those players are on the same team?
Probably not.
It's from 2018. So,
no, that's impossible.
Not. Got a whole bunch of new players.
Freshman?
No, it's impossible.
I mean, they had Gillespie,
it's
but.
It's impossible.
No, it's impossible. Sorry.
Freshman. I'm going to take Kansas as well.
Right. I'm gonna go with the Wildcats of Villanova. You know,
it's great.
Just because of the injury to Moore, I still like him. I still like Gillespie a lot. I think Jay Wright's a great coach, better than Bill Self. So, you know, Jay Wright's probably my favorite coach besides Coach K. And so I'm gonna ride with Villanova.
This one is a tough one for me, Anthony. You know, my heart wants one thing, my brain wants the other. And
what's your heart want?
My heart wants Villanova to win, and my brain thinks Kansas is going to win, but I'm going to roll with my heart, actually. Big, big Eric Dixon game, big is Rashawn Slater's name.
That's I don't know. I think Samuel will have a good one.
Brandon Slater, he's gonna step up.
That's funny.
Oh, Caleb Daniels. That's why Caleb. Caleb Daniels is so cold. He comes off the bench. He's insane, and he might start.
I feel like I know another Caleb who comes off the bench.
I don't.
You don't come off the bench, you just sit on the
Caleb loves starts, so I don't know.
That was the funniest thing Anthony's ever said. He was like, Caleb doesn't come off the bench, he just stays on the bench.
All right. And then the last game, I'm going to start with you, Caleb, Duke, North Carolina.
Oh, well, this was the team that I said earlier in the podcast that Duke was going to have to play to make it to the national championship.
You picked UCLA to beat them.
Yeah, but... That's only because I was driving with the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is done now. You know, I follow my conference. And now I'm going with the team that beats the Pac-12. And
which one?
I'm going with...
I feel like there are multiple teams that beat the Pac-12 this year.
Well, Miami's out. And Arizona's... Arizona
if you're going to go with the team that beat the Pac-12, why wouldn't you pick Kansas?
UCLA's... Because Kansas, it's just not going to go.
All right. You're picking USC?
Villanova, UNC.
You're taking UNC.
Oh, Dylan. You know, didn't Villanova beat UNC in the 2018 finals?
I believe so.
Well, we're not picking between Villanova and UNC. We're picking between UNC.
No, listen,
and Duke.
Listen. I hate that because, you know, history repeats itself.
Never does.
It does.
It does. Sadly.
I mean, Duke's played Kansas before, and Villanova.
I know, but I feel like I just feel like. I want to say Duke.
No, Villanova beat Michigan in the finals.
What?
No.
Back in 2018.
That is
yes.
not true. Well, they did not play Michigan.
Yeah, they did. Jordan Poole. They I remember Michigan. That.
No, Jordan not in the national
in
the championship.
No, he was Final Four.
Yeah, not in the national
Kansas,
championship.
Kansas was Final Four, and then Michigan. North Carolina was 2016 when they made that three-point.
That was not 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
you're
who
lying.
You have, UNC
that
or
was
Duke,
2016?
Was the question, Dylan.
Yeah, 2016 was the insane buzzer beater.
No way.
The question was UNC Duke.
Just answer it.
You can make that shot, is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying the shot was insane. I'm saying the sequence was insane.
Yeah.
It was a great sequence. I cried. I wanted UNC to win. I didn't actually cry.
Who are you picking?
I don't know. I'm going to go with the thing Caleb said. My heart wants Duke. My head is saying UNC.
It was
there's just
around for me, actually.
No, his heart wants Duke for his bracket.
Yeah. I said my heart wanted
Villanova. You were talking
yeah.
about
Villanova.
So Villanova.
He's picking. It's sure the reverse. Yeah, reverse.
You didn't let me finish. My heart wants Duke. My heart yearns for Duke. My head says UNC. And, you know, I'm also going to be a heart guy today. Something about the heart healthy association.
The heart wants what it wants.
Jump rope contest from elementary school. That just brought up, it just came up into my mind. And I'm going to stick with that because I always tried my hardest in those. And I think Duke is going to try their hardest in this tournament for Coach K.
Love the analogy there.
So I'm going to go with Duke.
Keep it simple. I'll go Duke.
Wow, that was great. It's so boring.
Well, I don't have a backstory like you do, Dylan.
You know, I have a little bit of
I don't
a
have
back-
a reason for this.
I have a little bit of a reason and a backstory.
We know your reason.
You know.
Hey, leave him alone. All right. It's moisturizing.
All right, guys. Let's rewind. Let's rewind it back in time a little bit. Let's get in the time machine. Rewind. Back to the future. Couple months ago, Duke plays UNC in the Coach K's final home game. They let him down. They left Coach K crying. They left the fans out $5,000 to see a UNC win. They go into the tournament. They can't win the ACC championship for Coach K. They let him down again. Do you guys really think they're going to let him down three times?
Well, considering that only one of us has picked against Duke.
Three times, Caleb. That's all I want to say. It's not happening. Third time is a charm. Duke beats UNC, beats Villanova in the championship.
No, don't even say that. Don't even say that.
Brady Manick, yam.
Now,
Mark Williams.
So, okay. So, Paolo Banchero is going to be guarding Brady Manick. That's what the matchup has been the past two games.
That's not a good matchup.
That's a terrible matchup for Brady Manick. He cannot guard Paolo. Now, defensively, I think Manick
Paolo
will have a good game.
Can't guard Brady.
That's a struggle, but Paolo can score at will with Brady Manick on him. Get him
Paolo
into foul trouble.
Paolo can score
trouble.
At will with anyone on him.
And exactly. They're going to get Manick into foul trouble if he has to guard Paolo, and, you know, that's going to shut UNC down.
Then
same with Bacot.
We'll bring in Trez Stiles, Don Trez Stiles.
Okay, he's terrible.
Trez Stiles?
If your name is Trez, you suck at basketball.
What kind of – dude, that is the sickest name I've ever heard.
It's a terrible name.
Trez
for
Stiles?
For a terrible team.
Polo, too.
That is insane.
He's a freshman.
Duke will win this game by 10 points.
I don't know. Trez Stiles, okay. That might flip the script for me.
Duke will win this game by 10 points. They beat them
he's
by
a dark
20
horse,
already.
He's a dark horse player on the UNC team right there.
Trez Stiles is going to make you pick UNC.
He's
not
like
at
six
all.
Men.
You know who's very dark horse? Bates Jones.
The University of Denver.
Bates Jones. He's going to play in this game against UNC. He's played 12 minutes all year, but he will get in and he will make a three in this game.
Just
he
one.
Will, one three because he never played.
Considering last week we all said Duke would win the national championship, who do you know how – Who do you now have
spit it out.
Winning the national championship game?
Duke.
North Carolina.
I'm talking.
I don't care. I'll answer.
You think UNC gets it done in Hubert Davis's first year?
I think they do. I think this team's special.
Coach K's not going to lose. Come on.
I can see Kerwin Walton coming in. You know?
Who?
Kerwin.
Who in God's name
All right.
is right. Kermit Walton. Whatever.
Okay,
you
what
said.
Are these names? What was the other guy you said?
Trez
they got
Stiles.
Trez Stiles, Leaky Black. They got like, who are these guys?
What kind of roster is this?
Armando Bacot? Like, they got some weird name on this team. That's Irwin why they're not. They're not winning.
Walton, remember the name? He's got a fro. You'll be able to.
Right. Oh my God.
Kerwin
sounds like
a fro.
He sounds like 2K players. This straight up sounds like a 2K roster.
All right, that will end our show. And we'll be back next week to talk about who actually won the national championship.
Is it really last week, next week?
Next Monday.
It will be Duke, though.
Ah, okay. Well, hopefully. If I'm here, Duke won something. If I'm not, Duke lost.
Bye.
No, Kansas lost.
Bye.